This call is being recorded.
Hello there, this is Marty on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Good, good. Thanks for calling me back there. You got another call, I'm guessing, before.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure if it was your number or not. Call it the 949-284-6824.
Yeah. So ultimately, and you know what? Remind me, it was about the Depo Provera lawsuit, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just making sure. Give me one moment. Let me pull information up. And this is Latiana, right?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Okay, perfect. Yes, and I think I just gave you a call a moment ago. And I'm on a recorded line. I always like to make sure I say that. I double say that. Okay, so yeah, I'll just start from the top. And it doesn't take very much time at all, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so then the first question, right, is would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question again?
Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. Sometimes I just talk, you know, faster than maybe I should. Okay, so would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm just going to confirm this again, and you haven't found an attorney yet to help you file a claim, right?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay. Now then, this is the same question, just in a longer legal format, so I'll go ahead and ask that. Are you willing to affirm, under penalty, that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm? Can you affirm that?
Yes.
Thank you very much. All right. And then, oh, pardon me for one second.
Okay.
I have to just load this form real quickly. Okay. And then are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
All right. And then will you just confirm if you're a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Can you repeat that question again?
Yeah. And then were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. Now, was this meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Can you repeat that again?
No, absolutely. So the tumor, the meningioma tumor, was that of the brain?
Yes.
Okay. And then I would say just, you know, do your best here. To the best of your knowledge, what was the date of your diagnosis?
I'm sorry about that. Repeat that one more time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. You're more than welcome to think about these questions sometimes because I ask you to go in the Wayback Machine and kind of think about when this stuff happened. So that's okay if you need to take a little bit of time. I was going to say to do your best and try to recall, to the best of your knowledge, when the date of your diagnosis was.
Yes, it was March the 6th, 2023. I'm not sure if I said it correctly, but yes, it was tumor in the brain. And then
okay.
The diagnosis date was March the 6th, 2023.
Okay. Well, you're doing well so far, and I'm sorry to hear that happened to you. It's just really tough, and, you know, even talking about it, I'm sure, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being, you know, open to talking about it. And I'll, like I said, it's luckily not too much to go over. And then will you just tell me your date of birth, please?
1/19/2000.
Oh, okay. 1/19/2000.
Correct.
All right. And did any of your loved ones fall victim to Depo Provera too? Were they in the same situation? Did they take it as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, if they need help, you're more than welcome to give them my number, and I'll help them the same way I help you, okay?
Okay.
Absolutely.
I think one of my family members has already did it, so that's how I actually found out about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And, you know, And I'm glad that you have my number, you know, my direct line. Like I said, you're more than welcome. You know, next time you see him or if you want to give him a little message to check in on him, more than welcome to share that, okay?
Okay.
Absolutely. And I hope they're okay. I hope they're doing okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's the most important part is just the health first. Now, did you consume the, or get, you know, get the shot from the brand name Depo Provera, right? They didn't call it anything else?
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't use a word like sub-Q or generic, Medra, I can't even pronounce it, but they use the word Depo Provera, not the generic or sub-Q, right?
No, sir.
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you for answering that. And then, did you use the Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay. So within that year, just can you confirm that you had 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
I started taking it March the 12th, 2022.
Okay. March 12th, 2022. Okay. And then how often did you have shots?
I think it was, let's see. I had 4 injections in 1 year.
Okay. And that answers that question, you know, perfectly. So, yeah, because I was asking, within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis? So that would definitely be a yes then, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. And then I know you told me your usage start date. So some of this stuff will be repetitive or redundant. So sorry about that. But did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Correct, I did, yeah.
I figured you were born in 2000, so I figured that you had to have, so thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, and then, okay, so 3/12 of 2022 was when you started using it, and then you were diagnosed around March of 2023, right?
Correct.
Okay, is that when you stopped using it?
Okay, I stopped using it in February
okay.
of 2020, like February the 23rd, 2023.
Wow, okay. So definitely makes sense. That absolutely makes sense. Especially if you're taking it every 3 months, right?
Correct.
Yeah, or around then, you know what I mean? So, wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow, yeah. Okay. And then, all right. Will you just confirm your gender for me real quickly?
My gender?
Yes, yes.
Yes, female.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to make sure I have the name spelled correctly, okay? So, yes. Latiana, right? Am I saying it right, by the way?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then so it's Latiana, and then Thompson with a Thompson, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, and you know, it's your choice. You know, I understand as well. For your social, you could give me either the whole thing or just the last 4. Just knowing that when you talk to the attorney, you just have to give them the rest of it. So whatever you feel more comfortable with, okay?
The last 4 is 4410.
Okay. 4410. And then what's the best email address for you?
It's K-A, no, I'm sorry, no, it's wrong. It's L-A, I'm sorry, it's my first and last name, 17@iCloud.com.
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm going to spell that back to you just to make sure I didn't make any mistakes, okay?
Okay.
So Latiana Thompson, Thompson, 17@iCloud.com.
Sorry.
Okay. And then your telephone number is 601-382-3795, right?
Right.
I figured, otherwise we probably wouldn't be talking. So, no, I appreciate that. And then that's a mobile number, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then what is your full address?
300 Rebecca, Rebecca Road, apartment number 8, Collins, Mississippi, 39428.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have, sorry, 300 Rebecca, that's Rebecca Road, apartment 8, in Collins, that's Collins, mm-hmm. Mississippi, 39428, okay?
Yes, correct.
Well, thank you. Okay. And then, so was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or on your own, by yourself?
My doctor.
Okay. And do you remember the name of your doctor?
Yes. Her name is Dr. Karen Bruce.
Okay. Dr. Karen Bruce, right?
Yeah.
And I have K-A-R-E-N and then Bruce, B-R-U-C-E?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Was she around? You know what? It's okay. I'm sure she's probably, a lot of times they're practiced there at more than one place. Is she in Hattiesburg Clinic in Collins?
No, she's at the Covenant County Hospital.
Oh, that would be really helpful. Okay, yeah. So give me 1 second. Covington County Hospital is what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then is that in 701 South Holly Avenue, or is it a different address?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the correct address.
Okay. And then do you have a phone number for them?
Yes, it's 601-765-4414.
Okay. I'm going to read that back to you, make sure I didn't miss anything there, okay?
Okay.
So, let me make sure I spelled it right. Perfect. Covington. So I have Covington County Hospital at 601-765-4414. And then the address is 701 South Holly Avenue, Collins, Mississippi, okay?
Great.
And then Dr. Karen Bruce. Now, you know what? I think we already vaguely went over this, but how many times were you injected with the Depo Provera?
4.
Just 4 total. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And then, so the prescribing, what was the name of your prescribing doctor?
I think she was just a second. Are you talking about the doctor that diagnosed me with the
thing? I know what you're asking. You know what the prescribing doctor who prescribed you the Depo Provera, was that Karen Bruce as well?
Yes.
Okay, well then that's easy. And you know what? We're going to go ahead and move on to that in just a moment, to the diagnosing doctor. So hold that thought and we'll get right to it, okay?
Okay. So, okay, I think I'm getting confused too. Okay, so the doctor that diagnosed me with the tumor in the brain for meningioma, his name was Dr. Frank Hooks, but Dr. Karen Bruce gave me the Depo Provera.
Yeah, you've been answering these questions accurately, perfectly. You know, and you might have been confused, but I think it's just because they're kind of confusing questions. I think it'll be a little bit clearer. I'm going to go ahead and just go over what we went through real quick, and then I think it'll be more clear, okay?
Okay. Great.
So just, and it's not much, so that's why I just wanted to go over it real quick. So the doctor that administered the Depo Provera was the same doctor that prescribed you the Depo Provera, and her name was Karen Bruce, correct?
Correct.
And then at Covington County Hospital, I'm putting that down as the address for both, the facility for both, with the same 701 South Holly address and then the same 601 area coded phone number. So both of those things will be identical. The same doctor that diagnosed it is the one that administered it. So that's all we've covered so far, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then what pharmacy did you use, at the time? Just what was your main pharmacy?
CNC Drugs.
Okay.
And that's in Collins as well.
Okay. Yeah, none. And I appreciate you being so engaged and, just confirming that stuff. But you're doing great, I'll tell you. So you're very sharp on this. Okay. So is that at 204 Main Street in Collins, Mississippi, the C&C Drugs?
Oh, yes, there it is.
Okay. That's why I try to, that's why it takes a minute and I get a little quiet, is I always just like to make sure that, try to do a little bit of the legwork and just getting the address pulled up and everything for these and confirm it. So just make life a little easier.
Yes.
Okay. And then the telephone number, and I'm sure you don't have this memorized, but it would be a 601 area code 765-6817. I just use the one from the website, right? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And then so what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it like CT scan, MRI, both, or other things?
True. What was that question again?
Absolutely. It was, what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it CT scan or MRI or both even or something else?
Yes, I did an MRI scan and a biopsy.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And so now to the diagnosing doctor's name. So the one that diagnosed you with the meningioma, just to be clear, since I know earlier I was probably bouncing around a little bit. So what was the name of your diagnosing doctor?
Dr. Frank Hook.
Okay. And that's Hook, H-O-O-K, did I hear you right?
No, Hook, like H as in house, U as in umbrella, X as in X-ray.
What was the last letter that you said?
X as in X-ray.
I actually was having trouble hearing the word you were using to say the letter.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. It's like H as in house, U as in umbrella, X as in X-ray.
I can't understand the word that you're using to describe the last letter. H-U and then...
Like X as in X-ray.
Okay. Oh, X-ray. I'm so sorry. It's just so hard to hear that X on the phone just doesn't come through for me for some reason. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, it was hard to hear the S, so Dr. Frank Hux, excellent. Thank you so much. X is an X-ray. And that is actually, the military, that's what they use too, is X is an X-ray. So thank you. Sorry, I'm so sorry about that. Okay.
No, you're okay.
Okay. Okay, and then, so he's a neurosurgeon then? Okay. In Hattiesburg. Now, do you remember the name of his, the facility, the diagnosing facility?
Yes, it was Forest General Hospital.
Okay. And then you said Forest General Hospital?
Correct.
Okay. And then, do you know the address there, or would you like me to look it up?
Yes, it's 6051 U.S. Highway 49, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39401.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I'm going to read that one right back to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So it's Forest General Hospital. And that's Forest with two R's, right? F-O-R-R-E-S-T?
Correct.
All right. And then that's at 6051 U.S. Highway 49 in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39401, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then do you have a... the facility's phone number?
Let's see. I'm
wondering if I can find it.
I think I have it on my phone. Let me see.
Sure, sure. That would be better.
Okay. It's 601-288-7000.
All right. So that's what came up on Google, too. Excellent. Okay. And then did you ever, before all of this, right, did you ever have any prior cancer diagnoses?
No.
Okay, good, good. And then, so, and, you know, what type of treatment did they give you for the meningioma tumor?
Microsurgery, radiation therapy, and chemotherapy.
Okay. That sounds tough. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I hope you're doing a little bit better now. I hope that was effective.
Yes, sir. I'm doing fine. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, you sound very resilient. You know, I'm not sure if I could say the same about myself in that situation. Okay, and then... the first thing that you said, did you say microsurgery or what was that? I couldn't hear you very well.
Yes, it was microsurgery.
M-I-C-R-O, right?
Yes.
Okay, then I did hear you right. Thank you very much. And then radiation, radiation treatments?
Great.
Okay. And then chemotherapy?
Correct.
Okay. Now, was the treating doctor the same as your diagnosing doctor, Frank Cox, or was it a different doctor?
Yes, the same doctor.
Oh, okay. Well, that definitely works out when it's the same doctor that diagnoses you, that treats you. That's definitely something that's helpful. Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and copy that information over real quick. Save us a little bit of time. Okay. And then were you hospitalized for your meningioma?
Repeat that question again.
Absolutely. Were you hospitalized for your meningioma?
No, sir.
Okay. And then, you know, if needed, right, I would say, do you A, have a copy of your medical records, or if needed, would you, you know, do they exist? Would you be able to call the hospital and work out getting them?
Yes, I have them, but I don't, they're not on hand.
No, that's okay.
Store room, yes, sir.
No, that's okay that they're not on hand, actually. You know, we just want to make sure that, like, they exist, like the hospital's not shut down. Like, you know, some people will say, like, you know, the hospital, you know, no longer is in operation. I don't know how to get them. You know, those things we want to work out right away. But pretty much if you needed to get them, you could, not right this second, but they exist and you could get them if needed, right?
Right.
Okay, thank you. And then if if they were to ask you to send them, right, which, you know, I can't guarantee either way, you know, that'll be between you and the attorneys. Would you prefer to send them by mail, electronically, or either?
Either.
Okay. Hey, flexible. And then, so I'm going to read you a quick script regarding emergency contact information. We request emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you have an emergency contact that you could list?
Yes.
Okay. And then do they live with you or elsewhere?
With me.
Okay. And what's their name?
Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L,
mm-hmm.
Washington, like a state. And then his phone number is 601-658-2401.
Okay. And relation to you?
That's my boyfriend.
Okay. Now, do you know his email off the top of your head?
MW450-2211@gmail.com.
Okay. And then, what is, I mean, he lives with you, so same address as yours.
Right.
Okay. Makes things a little easier there. All right, let me go ahead and jot that down real quick, and that's everything. I'm going to just go ahead and review this stuff with you just to make sure that I, you know, represent everything you said accurately, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'll try to be quick without talking too fast. All right. And then I'll send you the forms, and then really you go ahead and just fill those out so that you can talk to the attorneys. They'll be contacting you within, usually it's about 24 to 48 hours. It might be a few days just because I think there was a lot of getting through the holidays, you know, that they had to get through. So just wanted to give you a forewarning of that. All right. Okay. So just, you know, first thing that I said is, hey, my name's Marty on a recorded line. I asked you if you wanted to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. You said yes. Did you get an attorney to file a claim yet? You said no. And then I asked you, can you, you know, affirm, you know, that you've not sought legal representation or signed anything with an attorney or law firm? You said yes, you can affirm that. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You're a resident of the United States, of course. You were diagnosed, you know, with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and it was of the brain, and the diagnosis was March 6, 2023. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Okay.
You did say March 6, correct?
Yeah, March 6, yeah.
Okay, yes, that's correct.
Well, thank you for being engaged and, you know, making sure that was right. Appreciate that. And then your date of birth is January 19th, 2000, right?
Yes.
Oh, it's right around the corner there. Okay.
Yes.
And then, you know, you said you perhaps even know someone else that could have been affected by the Depo-Provera, you know, mess, unfortunately. So, you know, like I said, check in with them, make sure that they're doing okay. You know, and send them over if they need help like you do over here, if they were actually got them an meningioma. And then did you consume the brand name injectable, Depo-Provera? Said yes, you know, definitely that one, not sub-Q or the generic. So, okay, thank you for answering that. And then did you use it for at least a year? You said yes. You know, within 1 year, did you have 4 injections prior to your diagnosis? You also said yes. And all of that is correct as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you use Depo-Provera from January 1st, 1992 to the present date? Yes. The usage start date was March 12th, 2022 to February 23rd, 2023. And then gender, female, name, Latiana is Latiana, and then Thompson, Thompson, and all of that is correct as well, right?
Correct.
Okay. The last four of your social is 4410. Okay.
Right.
And then email is latianathompson17@icloud.com. And then your telephone number is 601-382-3795. It's a mobile number. And then your address is 300 Rebecca Road, Apartment 8, Collins, Mississippi, 39428.
Correct.
Okay. And then it was administered by a doctor, the Depo Provera. You had four injections total. And then the doctor's name for the administering doctor when I gave you the shot was Karen Bruce from Covington County Hospital at 601-765-4414 is the telephone number at 701 South Holly Avenue in Collins, Mississippi, 39428. Okay?
Great.
Okay. And then for prescribing doctor, same thing. Karen Bruce, Covington County Hospital. Same thing on Holly Avenue. Same telephone number. And then pharmacy was C&C Drugs at 204 Main Street, Collins, Mississippi, 39428. And then telephone number 601-765-6817. And all that is correct as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then to diagnose you, they gave you an MRI. The diagnosing doctor's name was Frank Hux. And that's Frank, traditional spelling, Hux is H-U-X. And then at Forest General Hospital, 6051, U.S. Highway 49, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And then phone number was 601-288-7000. His specialty was he's a neurosurgeon. You'd never had any prior cancer diagnoses. And then he was also your treating doctor, same facility, same address, same telephone number. And all of that is correct as well, right?
Yes.
You said they perform microsurgery, yes, radiation treatments, and chemotherapy. You said the question, were you hospitalized for the meningioma? I said no. Also for the medical notes, just as an extra addendum, I did put that you received a biopsy as well, okay?
Sorry, okay.
Okay, yeah. Do you have the medical records? You said yes, and then you could send him either by mail or electronically. Your emergency contact, Michael Washington, 601-658-2401. Relationship to you is your boyfriend. His email is M as in Mike, W as in Washington, 450-2211@gmail.com. Same address, which is 300 Rebecca Road, Apartment 8, Collins, Mississippi. And that's all. So everything was correct, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for being so patient. I know it might have been a little bit of a long-winded there. So let me go ahead and you're going to receive a text and an email just to confirm these forms. And then that way the attorney is just going to go ahead and reach out to you. So if you'd like, you can put me on speaker or, Bluetooth, mm-hmm, or whatever's easiest. And then I can go ahead and help you. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with DocuSign, right?
Yes.
Okay, then it shouldn't be too difficult for you. And if it is, I can always go ahead and give you a hand. So if you want, just go ahead and open that up and confirm those forms. I'll send you a text in the meantime. That way you have the attorney's office information as well. If they don't give you a call, in the next few days, right, just you can actually text me. I can always go ahead and just see what the status is. Sometimes they're busy. Most of the time, it's just they're busy. They're usually 100% on calling everyone, but I'm here to make sure that the communication happens in case there's any lapse in communication. You can also call them directly, too. Nothing's stopping you from doing that, just as long as you get in contact with them. So whether they call you or you give it a few days, you're more than welcome to call them as well, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and send that to you right now.
Okay, I got the text message for the DocuSign. I'm doing it now.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, open that up. And then if you need any assistance with that, go ahead and just ask me any questions and I'll guide you through, okay?
Okay.
That's the one in your chest, right? Your throat.
Okay. Okay, so I'm done with that one.
Okay, you're faster than me. Let me go ahead and get you the law firm information right now. I was just looking it up for you so I can give that to you. 1 second. Okay, I was just double checking for accuracy here. Perfect. All right, so I went ahead and I sent that to you, you know, with the instructions as well too, just so you don't have to remember everything I told you. I'll go ahead and just confirm the DocuSign, make sure we got it on our side. I mean, at this point, you know, we're all set too, so I'm just go ahead and confirm that. And then I'll let you go and enjoy the rest of your day in a moment, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Latiana, I do have it. Perfect. Well, thank you. I mean, I appreciate you just being so engaged and so polite, too. I have to say, you know, regarding everything, I know it's tough, but I really appreciate you. And I do want the best for you here with this suit and, you know, take care of yourself to the best of your abilities here so your health is good. Other than that, do you have any other questions for me?
Oh, no, sir, not at the moment.
Okay, well, thank you. I mean, it really was a pleasure to meet you, and I, you know, I look forward to maybe talking in the future, and I hope you have a blessed rest of your day.
You do the same. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye now.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.